great news is today's the day. Friday has arrived. Friday is our favorite day. The weekend's on the way. And here's our mate, Keith Chegwin, who wants to say way. It's not too long. And now let's hear the happy sound of the Friday Cheesy Song.
The Friday Cheesy Song. The Friday Cheesy Song. The Friday Cheesy Song.
Good morning from the Chris Moyle Show.
Good morning
from the Chris Moyle Show.
Good morning from the Chris Moyle Show.
And grind, then the weekend will be here. No more school and no more work, just playtime with some beer. Friday, 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 come on and sing along. Friday, 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 it's the Friday Cheesy Song.
The Friday Cheesy Song. The Friday Cheesy Song.
Once upon a time in a land far away from Britain.
I woke up with a movie trailer voice.
It's nice, it's very deep and rich.
Yeah. I've got a sore throat and a bit of a snivelly nose. Have I got pig flu?
Don't think so. I think you probably just got a cold.
Right. Just go grab yourself a lozenge and you'll be fine.
Grab yourself a lozenge and you'll
be fine. I've got bad news. I'm losing my voice too.
That's not bad news, that's great news. There'll be street parties all across the UK.
Hallelujah.
What's the best thing to do now? The best thing for you to do is shout a lot. Really loudly.
Yeah.
And then hopefully by 7:15, completely gone.
Go and do some karaoke for 10 minutes, but really belt it out.
Really belt out the karaoke.
So if you need anything voicing, Dominic.
Yeah.
You know, it's either me or Rachel.
It's either me or Rachel.
That is deep, actually, isn't it?
I know.
Wow.
I'll tell you what, if I put it through the pitch changer and put it on deep setting, what will happen then?
No one will hear you. You'll go out of range.
It will cause a tremor.
Mm. It will cause a tremor. Yeah.
The like never seen before.
Can we try it?
The like never seen before.
You have to do it in an American accent, though.
It would start a vicious chain reaction. That's a good one as well.
It would start a vicious chain reaction.
I'll try it.
All right.
Go on, stick yourself down on the pitch changer.
I'm going to stick myself down. That's the echo setting.
All right. What would we do without that?
No, we have to write some material.
Like, we ended the show yesterday with it. We're starting the show today with it.
We start the show with it. Oh my goodness.
See, that's almost too deep.
That's almost too deep. And
that's not on the lowest setting.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, let's go further down.
It's almost seismic.
Yeah.
This is the lowest setting. But can you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, just about.
Yeah.
Yeah, just about. I don't like it.
Sorry?
I don't like
Sounds quite sinister.
Yeah. I don't like it.
Oh, you don't like it?
No.
Right.
You sound like the character from the South Park movie. The one who lives underground.
The devil.
Yeah.
He's called the devil?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
the character who lives underground. What, that big rabbit?
You do sound like the devil in the South Park movie.
Oh, man, yeah. So I'm working up a little bit sore throaty and whatnot, but... All fine. All fine.
It's going to be a good day.
Eh?
It's going to be a good day.
It's going to be a great weekend.
Mm.
Oh, that's
that
weird.
That sounded horrible. It sounded like there was a load of stuff just caught.
No, there wasn't. There wasn't a lot of stuff in there. It's fine.
Just electronic gadgetry, Kerry.
So, yesterday, here's what I did after the show. I had suit fitting with the tailor man.
I saw him.
And very nice. And then, I haven't run since Sunday. I haven't been for a run. It's Thursday, and I just thought, oh, this is not good. I've done a bit of walking, but not enough exercise. I'm very annoyed myself. I'll run to the TV studios. But I had my bag, I had my suit, yep. I had all of that. So the car came to pick me up. So, paid for by somebody else, not the BBC, it's all fine. Then, so I said, right, I'm going to put the bag and the suit and my bits and bobs in the car, and I will run to the TV studio, which I worked out as a... about 2.1 miles away, something like that.
Did you leave at the same time as the car? Just
yes.
Another test?
Yes. So I said to the driver, I was fine, by the way, with drivers, because London is very multicultural. Drivers come from all over the world, and it is like the Starship Enterprise. It's like the bridge, right? You never know what accent you're going to get back. So yesterday, honestly, it was very exciting. I went, hi, mate, you're all right? Yes. And I said, I'm not going to come with you today. Just the bags are going with you. Yes, I hear. And then you're going to run. And I went, yeah, it's like Chekhov.
Or Borat driving you.
Oh, yes. And I said, he said, you're going to run all the way to the studio? And I said, yeah, I'm going to rest. It's fine. I need a couple of miles. You know, and with traffic and everything, I'll probably, I tell you what, I'll wait for you when I get there. You won't beat me. I said, well, I might do, because you're in traffic. I don't have to stop for traffic lights, so I reckon there won't be much in it.
Yeah.
You want to beat me. It's not a competition. It's not like, you know, that show with Vernon that he does, Beat the Star or something.
You're having a Top Gear moment, I think. Just
yeah,
filmed
it.
It is like one of those challenges.
So he gets in the car, and then I just literally stretched my leg out a little bit, and I thought, I was waiting for him to go. And he didn't go, so I'm getting my iPod out, and I thought, right. And he's looking at me, you're good luck. And off I ran, and then he drove past me.
Yeah.
I got to the corner of the road before he passed me. And by the way, that's about 10 steps. And off I went running through London. It was really actually very enjoyable.
How long does that take you then, roughly?
It took me 23 minutes.
Mm. That's great, that's good.
Because I timed myself, yeah.
Yeah.
And we arrived at the same time.
That's good.
Which
that's
is brilliant.
Good.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I can kind of see it. Meanwhile, miles or car. Which is faster? Yeah.
So I felt very proud of myself. The only thing is, though, then I'm walking around the corridors at ITV, dripping in sweat, wearing an ill-fitting T-shirt. it's so ridiculous. And I would have done it myself. And I see a few people who work on the show, the TV show, and they go, you've been running? No. This is a really weird suit. And I've added some fake sweat. So that was that. All good.
Very good.
Are you going to do that again, then?
I might do it next week.
Yeah, but it would be a good weekly challenge, wouldn't
it? Exactly. And then the show last night, which you can see on Sunday, was Carol Vorderman, Claudia Winkleman, two women with man in their name, and Marco Pierre White.
Mm, brilliant.
Who is brilliant.
Yes.
And I won't tell you anything about it, but please just watch it on Sunday to see. But we got on very well. You know, Chris, I've been down your road. The only thing is, I never said to him, don't fear the stew.
Oh, did you not?
No, don't fear the stew, Marco.
I've never seen him wearing normal clothing.
Marco. Oh, he was wearing the headscarf.
Was he?
Yeah, of course he was.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah.
Was he?
Yeah.
What, and his chef wife?
He turned it up. No, I think he's wearing a suit, I think. But he was very, very nice, Marco Pierre White. And afterwards, he went straight away. And the guy looking after him said, Marco said to go, But he said, say, thanks very much. He really enjoyed himself. I've got to give you his mobile number because he wants to take you out for dinner.
Yay!
Brilliant.
And I'm like, can you imagine?
He'll know some good places to eat.
Yeah.
Well, this is it. And, you know, and we've, you know, through this show, we know Gordon and Jamie very well. Mm. Gordon Ramsay and Jamie Oliver quite well.
Don't ever plan to have the three of them in the same room
together.
No.
I don't think so. Yeah, but I've never been out for dinner with them. And I just think, can you imagine going out for dinner with somebody like Marco Pierre White or Gordon or Jamie?
It'd be brilliant.
Because the restaurant must crap themselves.
It'd be hilarious.
You know, even if they go, yeah, whatever, well, you know, I make the food I like, they'd be like this. Does he like it? Does he like it? Does he like the service? So I would find that. I don't think it'd be massively comfortable, though, really.
Well, Marco would have a massive knife with him, wouldn't he? That he'd eat everything with and just taste the end of it.
But you know, like when you go out for dinner with people, and then so many people, they'll try whatever they're eating, and you go, what's it like? It's a bit cold, to be honest with you. Is it not very nice? It's all right, it's fine. And then the waiter or waitress will come over and say, how's your meal? They go, oh, it's lovely, thank you. Yeah. You know, he's one of the people who wouldn't do that.
He would, yeah, exactly.
He'd properly get stroppy. He might take you to Stamford Bridge, because he's got a place there now.
What?
He might take you to Stamford Bridge. He's got a place there.
I don't want to go there.
He does some food there.
Well, we can go for food somewhere else.
He does the hot dogs at half time.
Hot dogs I go for. He does an amazing thing on the show, which I won't give away, but a question comes up that involves him having to do something, and we're obviously not sure if he's going to go, I'm not doing that.
Hmm.
I didn't want to do that. But he does it. But it's amazing what happens. It really is amazing. It's amazing. And we'll talk about this on Tuesday when we're back. Remind me, it's amazing. So don't miss it. You've got to see it.
He's got a new American version, hasn't he, called The Chopping Block, which I saw advertised last night a couple of times.
Yeah.
Hell's Kitchen.
Yeah. It's not Hell's Kitchen, but it's
the same sort of thing, though, isn't it?
No, it's isn't it couples starting up their own restaurants?
Oh, I don't know. I just saw the advert. I just assumed it was an American version of Hell's Kitchen.
Did he mention the calendar at all that I gave him?
No, he didn't. But but I'm sure he wanted to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he didn't have time or something.
But I brought my cake in.
Did you?
Yeah.
Well, cheesecake?
You don't know about this, do you?
No.
I made a cheesecake on Wednesday night.
Right.
Specifically to bring in on Thursday for him to try and tell me what he thought.
Did you?
Yeah.
And did you?
Yes, I did.
And?
And you'll find out on Sunday.
Is this all just one elaborate tease?
Yes. It's one big throw to the show. Well, because I tell you, then it kind of ruins it, because you know what happens. But, you know, if you go, oh, hey, watch this, I bet any minute he just shoves it in Chris's face. Oh, there you go, told you. It's, you know, ruins it.
But you brought some in today as well.
No, I didn't, because it got woofed last night.
No.
By the production crew.
That's a compliment, isn't it?
And me and everything, yeah. I had a bit. But it was nice, though. That was my evening last night. We've got 3 days off.
I feel very D-Mob happy today, actually. Because the idea of having a lion tomorrow is exciting.
It's a nice feeling, isn't it?
What a feeling. On the show today, Radio 1's Big Weekend. Another chance for you to win tickets. Just like that hilarious, wacky guy from Greg's show from earlier on this morning. We have guest news.
Ah, it is true.
Yeah. Which I'll tell you about later. We've got a brand new podcast which you can download now. We've got stuff online to tell you about. And the golden hour is coming up at 9 o'clock, so.
And I've got a guess who.
Oh, yeah. Wowzers.
Pip has done another Marco Whoopi Allen mix.
Oh, now, Dominic, you probably don't know about this.
I didn't hear this yesterday.
Okay, so do you know how you like messing around with the clips of Sir Alan Sugar?
Yep.
For example, you might make him say something like,
with all this bravado that you've got, when you soar like an eagle, you know, you attract a hunter. Mm-hmm. And at the moment, I feel like I've got a 12-bore shotgun in my pants.
Right.
Yes. Subtle.
You know, you like to take it and chop it around.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Okay. That's the old one.
That's the old one. Pippa has had a go.
Has she?
At editing.
Yeah.
And she's done very, very well. She's done an interview with Sir Alan Sugar, Marco Pierre White, and Whoopi Goldberg. So, yeah, Whoopi Goldberg.
And Whoopi Goldberg.
Do you want to hear it?
Yeah.
This is what Pippa made.
Hey, I'm Whoopi Goldberg.
Hi, my name is Marco Pierre White.
Nervous?
Don't play with me.
Apprehensive?
Well, I don't know about that. I can't answer that question.
Good. What I want you to do is to invent tight, fancy pants.
Very nice.
Good God.
How do you pronounce that?
Listen, pants man.
Funny, funny boy.
Don't you lot get it?
No.
The whole thing sucks.
I just think you're cute as a button.
Yeah, yeah, you save it.
Hey, it's Whoopi. You know Whoopi who.
Listen, at the moment, I feel like I've got a 12-bore shotgun in my pants.
Fantastic.
I love Sprouts.
Good.
That's like that? Brilliant.
Isn't it good?
That's fantastic. Like
that. Well, Pippa made that. And
wow.
Yeah, it's good, isn't it?
She's done another one.
She's raised the bar, hasn't she?
She's done another one. I'm not going to play now. I'll ruin it. I'm an idiot, so we'll listen to that later.
That's really good.
If you're on text, this is 81199. 81199 is the text number. Look at this. We broke down in Scotland last night. We live in Kent.
Ooh.
We broke down at 11:30 last night. The recovery won't pick us up till 8. Now, you should think about changing your recovery service. Mm. But by the sound of this text, their recovery service is local to them in Kent. Yeah, we'll pick you up. Scotland. It'll take a good few hours. We're listening to you on a wind-up radio. Can you say hello just to cheer us up from James and Ruth in a lay-by somewhere in the middle of Scotland?
Wonder what they're doing in a lay-by in the middle of Scotland.
Well, they'll pull a door over.
Oh, all right.
Because they broke down. Yeah.
It's on a wind-up radio.
They might have pushed the car. Mm. Yeah. People texting about Marco. Marco came to a calf to eat in Weymouth, but my boss didn't recognise him and told him he couldn't come in because there weren't enough seats, it was too busy. So he sent him away.
That's an error, isn't it?
So all good for today's show. And it's nice outside. It's a wee bit cold, but not too cold. It's not like it has been. Mm. And the sun is out, but it's proper, like, yellow sun. I know that sounds stupid, but you know you get that early morning. The sun looks like an egg.
Yeah.
Looks like an egg yolk.
Yeah.
It's like that today.
It's beautiful.
Yeah. So it should be all right by the time we get out of bed.
It's going to be a nice day.
Egg! Egg!
And Dominic, how was yesterday? Because welcome back, by the way.
Thank you very much. Oh. My voice is gone too. All very good. Thank you very much.
Yeah. You going to talk about it later or not? You've never been in jail before, though, have you?
Mm. No, and it was an experience. I didn't enjoy the food, but the company was lovely.
It's more cramped than you would imagine, though, isn't it?
It is, yeah. And I did get claustrophobic.
Mm.
I don't like bars.
I do.
Do you?
Yeah. Drinking bars. No,
yeah, I can talk about it later. It's all fine.
Okay, but all good?
Yeah, all good. Thank you very much.
Dominic is all good. Sheila did a very good job yesterday, though.
Did she?
Yes, she did.
Excellent.
Very good.
Good.
Very, very good. In fact, she's coming back to read the news at 8.
Is she?
No, of course not.
And we found out yesterday that her name is named after a flower.
Do you know, I think I knew that, because isn't she from Peterborough?
Yeah.
But there was some link to Boston or somewhere as well. I forget the story.
Well,
it's a good one.
Where she was born.
Oh, that was it.
Well, look. Sit back. Enjoy the show. Because it starts right now.
Good morning from the Chris Moyle Show. Good morning from the Chris Moyle Show. Good morning from the Chris Moyle Show.
Right, let's start the goddamn program.
Hello.
Hi there.
Friday. International Radio 1.
It is 6:50. That's 10 to 7. Or as Tulip would have said, 50 minutes past 6 o'clock. And we'll play Eminem next. Meanwhile, let's start the show. Coldplay.
Down, down, down. Down, down.
You know what I said yesterday, down, that's Jessica Simpson singing?
It's not, is it?
No.
Oh, Amy, we have never looked so good.
I knew that.
obviously.
Yeah, it was like a trick question.
Yeah, I just
like a trick wanted, statement.
Wanted to play along with your game.
Yeah, I know.
Massively growing on me, that is.
Chris, are you doing that game again that you did yesterday? Would you like me? Can you do the game, please? Love, Rachel in Buxton.
I was thinking that, shall we?
If you're on.
Because loads of people spoke to me yesterday about it.
We can bring Dominic in on it, because Dominic wasn't in on it yesterday. We read a text out from a girl. I can't remember what her name was, and she said, "Oh, hi, my name is so and so, and I like this, and I'm like that, and I'm 13 years old. Do you like me?" That would be a great game, wouldn't it? When people text in and say who they are and how old they are and what they like, and you have to say whether you like them or not. And I went, "So ridiculously random. Let's do it." We got loads of texts, and everybody was in a good mood yesterday.
It's a great idea.
So we got loads of these great texts going, "Hi, I'm Mike, I'm 25, I'm a wagon driver, and I'm a big fan of, you know, country music. Do you like me?"
Yes.
And we voted yes or no.
Or indeed no. It was good, I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
So if you fancy that, then text in now, why don't you? It's 81199. Now, I need to find exactly the same music that I used yesterday.
You kind of text your brief application. So obviously you put your name on there, some detail about you, and then that's it, really. Hmm. You know, a couple of lines, application.
You may be at risk of us not liking you, though.
Yeah. Oh, we're all in a good mood again today. Yeah. So
your popularity may go up or down.
Yeah.
Sounds like some kind of weird advert. So, text in, 81199, very short, tell us about yourself, and then we'll tell you whether we like you or not. Very, very, very simple. And we used that music. So
that's nice.
Please have found the right music. Right, we'll do that after the news. Do you? Yeah, we like you, yeah.
Digital. FM. Online. This is Radio 1.
81199 is our text number. It's 81199. I'm going to line up to play The Prodigy and Marmaduke Duke, the Rubber Lover record, which is actually very, very good. Let's get some news and sport. Dominic is back. Carrie's here at 7 o'clock.
Almost exactly 4 minutes past seven.
Almost exactly 4 minutes past seven. That's right. It's almost exactly.
It's now exactly four minutes past seven.
4 minutes past seven. All right. Let's find out if we like some people today who have texted in our feature, Do You Like Me? My name is Zoe. I'm an English teacher. I'm 21. I like rock, punk and indie music. And I love holidays in the sun. Do you like me? No.
Why?
There you go.
Why?
Why don't you like her?
I don't like teachers, right? And people who say, I love holidays in the sun, just it's a stupid thing to say. Because no one ever says, I love holidays in the cold. I love holidays in a drizzly, horrible, grim place. It's the whole point of going on holidays in the sun, so it's a ridiculous thing to say. And as a teacher, she should know better.
I think that's a harsh assessment.
I'm Paul. I'm a bus driver in Durham, and I play Radio 1 all day for my passengers. Do you like me? Yes, I do.
He sounds nice, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Promoting. Yeah. Hi, Kelly Williams, 20, from Tipton. I'm a nursery nurse. Love going out and enjoying myself. Oh, hello. Love the show. Listen every day. Do you like me? Damn right.
Very much, yes.
Nurse, that just made it go.
You know.
Tipped it over the
what end. Is not to like, you know? Have you got something?
Hi, I'm Laura. I'm 14 and live in Glasgow. I'm really musical and I'm going to see Green Day in October. Do you like me?
Not a lot there. What I think so. Your shout?
I think yes.
Yeah.
Green Day rock.
Yeah.
Next.
She sounds good.
I'm Steve, 21, tall, dark hair and greeny eyes. Like to think I'm a good friend. Oh, and my mate has just got engaged. It's not a very good application, is it?
No.
That's a bit boring, isn't it?
Sorry. Hi, I'm Lauren, and I'm 12, and I'm a great fan of Radio 1.
It's got to be a yes, isn't it?
Yeah.
She gets a yes. Hi, I'm Tom. I'm 21 from Cleethorpes, and I'm a fireman in the Navy. Do you like me? Carrie?
Yep.
Thought so.
Yeah, all of the
what other voice ones. Is that?
Hello, I'm Lisa Marie. I'm 19, brown hair, blue eyes, and I'm a ballet dancer, and I always listen to Radio 1 Kiss.
Radio 1 Kiss?
Hmm.
Why not? Okay.
Ballet dancer.
You like ballet dancers?
Yeah.
I'm a 28-year-old bank manager who's...
No.
Right, there you go. I'm 17, Jess, always happy, short blonde hair, from Nottingham, and I love N-dubs.
Yay!
I love Endoms too, so yes, you get a tick. let's see, I don't know how to pronounce this. It looks like you'd say Kiara. It's K-I-A-R-A.
Is it Kira?
Kira.
Yeah, I've never seen Kira like that. K-I-A-R-A.
I've seen it with a C.
Yeah, that could be Kiara, couldn't it?
Kiara.
I'm 15, Kara. Tall, and you know what? I don't know how to say your name, so no.
I'm Rose, age 14, from Ashton Keynes. I love musicals, drama, and I'm always singing. Big capital letters, do you like me? Please read out, because I never get my text read out. Well, now you do, Rose.
And do you like it?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just singing all the time.
Hi, my name is Sean Hatton. I am a driver. I used to be 27 stone. I am now 21. Do you like me? Why not?
Yeah.
29-year-old, 5'11" carpenter, likes rugby and festivals, can juggle.
Yes!
Yes!
Massive right. Thumbs up.
Well...
it's my birthday today, Chris. Do you like me? From Ollie and Leicester. No.
There you go. I'm Lee, 22, from Essex. I'm a business advisor. However, I play bass guitar and I enjoy playing Call of Duty 4.
Yes.
I thought that might get you voted over business advisor.
Yeah, why not?
Mm.
It's good. Do you like me?
I like this. It's nice.
It's nice, isn't it?
Mm. Yeah.
You love your listeners. You don't have to like them. I don't care if you don't like me. I love you. Do you like me? Karen from Cornwall. Karen, I've got to be honest. I don't fully understand the question.
I'm going to say provisionally yes, though.
Yeah.
Pencil it in.
You love your listeners. You don't have to like them. I don't care if you don't like me. I love you. Do you like me? yes. Right, that'll do for now. Thank you very much. It's 7:08.
The Chris Moyle Show, wherever you may be. Listen on the radio, online or through your TV. 97 to 99 on the FM band, or get us on the iPlayer and listen on demand.
Did you write that jingle?
No.
The Chris Moyle Show. We're also on DAB.
This is the FM band.
No, not me.
International Radio 1.
Kind of like going back in time.
It's not my style.
Here's a final text. I'm Vernon Kay. Do you like me? I've got to say the jury's out, Vernon. Right, Mama Duke coming up. Meanwhile, for Rachel, Prodigy.
Hiya, Cheggers here. Hey, I just want to tell you about a new show I'm doing for UK Bills Discoveries Plus One, which I'm hoping will launch on Freeview in selected regions in the autumn of 2009. Yeah, I'm bringing the world of reggae to my own Cheggers Church for a special service in honour of me that I'd like to call Cheggay. Wahey! Yeah, we'll be jamming with loads of Buffalo Soldiers and quite literally rolling right here in the aisles for the first ever as live cable broadcast network of reggae-based street flavours in the church environment. Wahey! So feel the Cheggers flavours as you get down and get up again and then get down some more and then get back up again for me in the Church of Cheggers as we jam to the smooth sounds of Cheggay. Wahey! So that's Cheggay with me, Cheggers. Wahey! Coming soon only on UK Bills Discoveries Plus One.
I miss Cheggers, you know. I really do. He's such a nice man.
We've not seen him for a while, have we?
And do you know what? I don't hear from him as much these days.
Did we last see him at your birthday, is that right?
Yeah. He just laughs all the time.
He's lovely, though, Cheggers.
Yeah, hi, Rachel, it's Cheggers. He's like a little puppy.
Mm.
You know what he's like? He's like the Andrex puppy. If they animated that, it would be Cheggers' voice.
But more lively.
Hi, Rachel, it's Cheggers.
You're right there, yeah. Definitely.
Are these more...
yes.
Blimey.
All right, let's do it. Do you like me?
This is the last batch of Do You Like Me for this morning, because... If you just switched the radio on, here's the idea. People text in, tell us about themselves, and then we say whether we like the sound of them or not. It's very simple, really. Hi, I'm Helen. I'm 29. I love cold holidays as I'm a snowboarder. I also went to the Ice Hotel last March. I'm guessing you weren't like a smart ass. Well, you're wrong. I do sometimes. Hey, you lot. My name is Drowse. I'm 20...
How are you spelling Drowse?
D-R-O-W-Z-E.
What, as in, like, things make you drowsy?
Drows?
I don't know.
Anyway, I said no.
I'm 12 from Nottingham. I love N-dubs and I love ice skating. But I really love Radio 1, says Pippa, and a kiss. I'm going to say yes.
Kiss ass.
Who doesn't like ice skating and N-dubs?
Hi, I'm Paul. I'm 28 and a fireman in London. I like Kings of Leon and The Prodigy. Do you like me? Mm. If you're a fireman, who doesn't like a fireman?
I'm a 25-year-old Everton fan from Cambridge who loves Radio 1 and loves to drink beer. It says lives to drink beer. I would imagine they mean love. Well, maybe lives.
There was a time in my life when I lived to drink beer alone. I lived to drink beer and eat kebabs. That's what I did.
In a responsible way.
My name's Joel. I'm 19 and I'm a furniture student. I love the show and listen in the workshop. Why not? I haven't met many furniture students.
Hi team, I'm Sarah, 22. I'm a teacher living in Essex, but from Blackpool. I love the North, love Radio 1, and loads of other cool stuff. Do you like me? See, I'm thinking yes.
Hiya, I'm Alexandra. I'm a college student. I'm 17. I love my duvet and hot chocolates with cream. Do you like me? How can you not? Hi, I'm Stumpy the Trucker from Rugby. Love all music and love the show. No, because you don't love all music. You're forgetting country and western.
I'm Will, 26, from London. I love hot crust buns and Football Manager 2009. Do you like me? See, I think I'd find him boring.
Right, no, it is. My name is Becky. I'm 15. I have brown hair, green eyes, and I love chocolate. Do you like me? Why not? Because you like chocolate. Here's one for you, Dave.
Mm.
I'm 16, a bit tubby, support Liverpool, from Andy in Worcester. Dave?
Well, it's difficult to say no just on his football team, isn't it? But no.
There you go.
I'm kidding. That would be discriminatory.
Hey, I'm Greg from Halifax. I'm 25, self-employed truck mechanic, and got myself some truck horns on my van. He's actually written, and got meself, as in M-I, and then self. Okay, I'm going to give you the last one, Dave. Mm-hmm. I think it's only fair. Do this one. And I'm completely at random. Mm. Hi, I'm Lauren. I'm 21, a student with 32F breasts and a huge Everton fan, and I love Dave. Do you like me?
For the team alone, I'm going to say yes.
Very well. Going to make a note of her number for the future. Just in case we ever need to do a feature about girls called Lauren or something. Mm. Don't be like that, Rachel. We might end up doing a feature on students called Lauren, and that's why I've kept her number. Or we might do a feature about girls who like Everton and Dave. That's the only reason. Mm.
Really? You know,
we have to explore all the possibilities.
Yeah, explore.
Any more criteria?
Well, we haven't worked it out yet. These are just thoughts, Rachel.
Right, what if we do a feature? Or you come up with an idea one day to do a feature on 32Fs, right? And we go, who do we know? See? Always thinking, Rachel.
Always thinking.
And it'll be brilliant that you kept a number.
Always thinking.
Ah, yes, now, everybody. Comedy Dave, Nana Window. You know what? I'm just thinking, if no one knows what that is, it's way too weird to explain. I'm just not going to bother.
Did it get in the... Oh, no, it's gone from last week's podcast now, because we've got a new one. Yeah, it'll never be explained ever.
Never, ever again. Nana window, in the window is the nana window, with another window.
Nana window, nana window, nana window.
Do you want to do that now?
Yes, please.
Oh, okay, all right. So that was a bit of nana window for you. Meanwhile, in the real world...
BBC Radio 1's Big Weekend. Swindon.
Here we go, then.
How would you like to go to Radio 1's Big Weekend in Swindon? How would you like to see all the big acts on stage? How would you like special VIP guest passes? Or how would you like a CD? This is what we're going to do. It's the Big Weekend competition. The lineup is great.
Prodigy, Snow Patrol, Kasabian, Lily Allen, Dizzy Rascal, Franz Ferdinand, Calvin Harris, Scout for Girls, Alicia Dixon, Wombats, Daniel Merriweather, N-Dubs, Saturdays, and Chris Moyles. Basement Jacks, Dubs, The Enemy, Maximo Park, Gossip, Chasing Status, Tinchy Strider, Dead Mouse, or Dead Mouse 5.
Dead Mouse, they're called.
Are you sure?
Mm-hmm.
100%?
Yes.
Okay.
150%.
150%? Mm. I got a copy of the Deadmau5 album yesterday.
Oh, did you? Have you heard it yet?
So did Rachel.
Yeah.
No, signed, isn't it? Signed to us.
It's my treat this weekend to listen to.
From the person.
From the Mouse Man.
Exactly. Right, here we go then. Everybody get your mobile phone out. This is what we do. Going to read you out a question. You text in with your answer. All the right answers go into the... I was going to say into the hat, but they never actually do go into a hat. You realise that, don't you? It's just a phrase.
It's virtual hat.
All right, so let's do it then. In which band did Alicia Dixon originally find fame? Was it A, Mystique, B, So Solid Crew, or C, All Saints? Lines open now. 7:26 and 30 seconds, Dave.
Got it.
You have 30 minutes to text in. You need to write the word big, followed by A, B, or C, and send it to 81199, okay? So you write the word big, followed by A, B, or C, to 81199. In which band did Alicia Dixon originally find fame? Was it A, Mystique, B, So Solid Crew, C, All Saints? All the right answers go into a big file, randomly select one winner. We put them on the air. They get to choose an envelope. There are four envelopes. In there might be a CD. In there might be tickets for Saturday or Sunday. Or in there might be guest passes for Saturday or Sunday. So it's worth it. It's only the price of a text. Here are the T&Cs from Dave.
Text will be charged at your standard operator rate. There will be a maximum of one entry per number per giveaway question. Any additional entries will not be counted, but you will still be charged your standard operator message rate.
There you go. Thanks, Dave.
Now you know.
So, the question, I think it's... well, I was about to say it's easy, but it's only easy if you know the answer. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
In which band... Dominic did his Frank Bruno impression.
Yeah, yeah. You know what I mean, Eric?
In which band did Alicia Dixon originally find fame? Was it A, Mystique, B, So Solid Crew, C, or Saints? Get your phone out now. Have a go. Why not? Write the word big and then A or B or C. See, that's all you got to do. Big and then A, B, or C. Send it to 81199, 81199, and then we might be talking to you on the air in just over half an hour.
Good luck.
Yeah. Best of luck. Yesterday, a woman was on, and she gave the tickets to her kids. Like I say, kid. I hate the word kids, because it makes them sound like babies, but...
they were 18 and 19,
yeah,
though, weren't they?
Yeah, was 19, wasn't she?
Her name was Rose. She was from Peterborough. She was a great call.
She was really good, and her daughter was absolutely mentally over the moon. So it's worth sending a text. The word big, and then A, B, or C, send it to 81199. Best of luck.
BBC Radio 1's Big Weekend, Swindon.
We've got loads of text messages saying, oh my God, that record you played is brilliant. That could go to number one. So I'm thinking, what do they mean?
Nano Windows.
Nano Windows, yeah, is what they meant. Although, there was a couple of people texting saying, whoa, you're playing Nano Windows, but there's no Dom. Get sort it out, will you?
Do you have a three-way?
Let's have a three-way.
Yeah. All right. Hear me now. Nano window!
Nano window, nano window, nano window, nano window, nano window,
nano window, out the window, she's not a window, did you know?
Hang on.
It's the funniest thing in the world to watch. You're like a chicken. You're banging your head away. It's like you're pecking.
I'm toasting and rapping on the mic.
Wow.
You're not. You're headbutting like a chicken.
Listen, you don't understand. You don't understand reggae.
And you, you do?
Yeah.
Oh.
His nickname at college was Marley Dave. Bob yeah. Marley. That's right. What they used to call him.
Okay.
They call him Marley Man.
DJ Chickenhead.
Anyway, you ruined that.
Yeah.
Hope you're proud of yourself.
One day off, Dom, and you forget how to reggae rap.
Yeah.
Julie from Peterborough says, I think that's the record of the summer. Yeah. Let's hope you're wrong, love.
Digital. FM. Online. This is Radio 1.
Good luck with the text. Texted in, by the way. Which band did Alicia Dixon originally find fame? Was it A, Mystique, B, So Solid Crew, C, All Saints? Alicia Dixon, what band? Text the word big, followed by A, B, or C to 811-99. 811-99, big, and then A, B, or C. Give it a go, why not? 731.
And the weather, a wet start for Western Scotland, a bit misty for the rest of the UK this morning. Sunshine is on its way. The best of things will be in the southeast of England. Top temperature could get up to 20 degrees today. 7:34 now.
Can't believe, as I took a massive gob of sausage sandwich, you went straight into the weather.
BBC Radio 1's Big Weekend. Swindon.
Who would like to go to the big weekend? Who would like tickets?
Me!
No, it's not a question
no?
for you.
Oh.
I told you, if you want tickets, you go and speak to Chris upstairs.
Mm. Yeah, he likes those emails.
But for everybody out there listening in Listenerland, who would like to go to the big weekend, or at least have a chance of going to the big weekend, you need to enter the big weekend's chance to win possibly, maybe, competition. You know what to do? I just told you. In which band did Alicia Dixon originally find fame? Was it A, Mystique, B, So Solid Crew, C, All Saints? It's easy. It's really, really easy. And somebody has to be chosen at random and put on the air. And if you've been listening to radio in the last few days, you'll know how random that can be.
Mm. Hello? Hello, is that Radio 1? Hello?
It really could be you.
I mean, it's so random. The only rules for taking part are seem to be that you need to get the answer right, and you could be on the air.
Yeah.
Despite whether or not you speak English, have a voice box, anything.
Hello? Hello? Is that a big weekend?
Yeah, what day are you looking forward to go?
Friday?
No, it's Saturday and Sunday, mate.
Thursday?
No. Who are you looking forward to seeing?
Kings of Leon?
Yeah, Kings of Leon not playing, mate.
What? Foo Fighters?
No, Foo Fighters not playing.
And Dubs?
Yeah, brilliant, right.
You got it.
So write the word big, and then A, B, or C. Mystique is A, So Solid Crew is B, or Saints is C. Big, A, B, or C, 811-99. Best of luck. Hopefully, we'll give you some tickets later on this morning.
BBC Radio 1's Big Weekend. Swindon.
Hello? Look, I've tickets. Is that Dominic?
Hello.
Got tickets for Big Weekend.
Right. Which bands are you looking forward to seeing?
I like Pendulum.
Right. Which day would you like to go?
So, Monday?
That's... Yes, congratulations, you've won.
No, hang on. What, we sent him to Swindon on Monday when everything's been taken down, yeah. Dismantled.
Yeah. You can enjoy Lydiard Park when there's no one in it.
Can't believe I thought I'd be a bit busier than this. You know, I can't see stage anywhere.
You watch the D-Rig.
Pardon?
You watch the D-Rig.
You can watch
busy.
The D-Rig. Oh, love, that's my favourite DJ.
Watch the D-Rig. Watch the D-Rig.
Pardon?
What I was saying was...
Watch the D-Rig. Watch the D-Rig. Watch the D-Rig. Watch the D-Rig.
Please, please, please explain Nana Window. I really don't understand what you're doing, says Rachel in Liverpool. I've clearly missed it before now and need to be able to justify what I'm doing when I get caught out singing it round school. By the way, I am a teacher, not a pupil. Well, for teachers everywhere, here's a Nana Window song. Go!
Not window.
There's an old woman looks out the window, spends all day looking out a big window. Nothing else to do but look out the window. She's a very old lady, and then a old lady looking out the window, day, 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 day. That's all she does, to look out the window.
Not on the window.
I love hiccuping Dom in the background.
No window.
Chris, I was just taking some paperwork to the office and burst out laughing at Nana Window in a completely silent office. Thanks. Please release Nana Window as a single. It's great. It's ridiculous.
That'd be
so
funny.
Don't be so stupid. I'm going to release it as a record. But my favourite one is, there's an old woman who lives in my village who does spend all day by her window watching everyone. That has made my day, from Cole near Hitchin.
Well, for all those nanas in the window, we dedicate this song to you.
Is your nana aware, Carrie, that there is a song on Radio 1 inspired by her looking out the window?
I'm going to see her this weekend as well, so I'm going to tell her.
Will she
Can
understand?
I take a copy down and like, there, have a listen?
Yeah.
So I dub it off.
We should leave her a message. Hello, Nana. We're friends of Carrie. No, she's gone to sleep.
We should get, you know the way...
She does listen sometimes,
you know the way that the newspapers sometimes get those things that you can put in the windows to support certain... Whatever.
Like, you know, David Beckham's broken foot or something like that.
Or like to support the royal family, all these kind of things. We should get some Nana Window posters that people could give to their nanas to put into their front room.
With a picture of your nana, Carrie, with a thumbs up.
Yeah.
That is a brilliant idea.
And explain, this all came about over St George's Day because my nana always puts a St George's Day flag in her window, and that's how it all came about. My lovely 96-year-old nana, who's an absolute legend.
That way people could register their own nanas as being an official Nana Window house.
Showing Nana how much you love them.
Yeah. I'm sure she'd love that.
Whoa. What's this bit?
Oh, this is kind of like breakdown.
I don't know if I can work with this.
I think Nana does the worm to this.
It's building, Dom. Brilliant. 7:41. Keep texting for the big weekend competition. Hopefully we'll be talking to you on the air very shortly and giving you tickets. Meanwhile... Yeah! Alphabet. I'm going to that for ages. It's called Fascination, as you all know. Seven-footy-seven, like the aeroplane. Nana Window, Dave, is sweeping the nations.
It's mungus.
Nana Window. Hi, I can't help but imagine you guys singing Nana Window, says Alexandra. I've just seen Nana Window in the... Nana in the Window written in the dirt on the back of a white van, says Paul the M5. My nana sits in the window all day and comments on the people walking by. She's very funny, says Leah from South Wales. You should definitely perform Nana Window at the big weekend. It will be massive. Everything else after that will be a massive anti-climax, says David Norwich.
Dave, you're not entirely wrong there.
It's very sweet, Dave, but I disagree.
No, I meant... OK, never mind.
Could you do Nana Window at the big weekend? No! Been listening since you started. I really think your humour has matured. Nana Window is a high point for sure, from Lewis and Berry. Yeah, thanks.
I think we've hit top gear, haven't we?
Well, yeah, there's a Top Gear joke in there somewhere, looking at Nana Window. I don't exactly know what it is.
By the way, that all came out wrongly, because when he said that that'd be a high point and everything else would be downhill, I thought he meant in terms of what we might also do on stage, not obviously about the headline acts after it, which yeah. certainly... 7:49.
I thought in life in general.
Basically, what you're saying is if we do Nana Window at the big weekend, Snow Patrol would be rubbish.
No, this is not my point. I don't think it's going to in any way eclipse Snow Patrol or N-Dubs or anyone like that. Just it might eclipse some of our other work, which is yet to be formalised.
Thanks for coming. I'm Gary from Snow Patrol, and I just can't do the night. I saw Nana Window earlier.
It could be the big encore of Saturday night. Everybody on the stage for Nana Window.
I tell you what.
Snow Patrol, end up.
I'm going to set a challenge to any of the big weekend acts who somehow managed to shoehorn Nana Window into their set.
You know who'd do it?
Lily Allen.
Alicia will do it.
Yeah.
She would definitely do it.
You know, the other day we were debating whether the sound or the song of this summer would be the Calvin Harris record or it might be the Dizzy Rascal record. This could be a third contender for
Nana
that
Window.
Top spot. Mm.
You might be right, but I'm not sure. We should do another song parody, actually, because people keep saying, what songs are you going to do at the big weekend? Mm. I'm like, I don't know.
You're right there.
No, I'm really not well.
They tried to make me go to rehab. I said no, no, no.
I ain't telling lies. Yes, I've been black, but when I come back, you'll know, no, no.
Billy Connolly.
I ain't got the time, and if my daddy thinks I'm fine,
Sheila Lorraine.
Fine. Lorraine fine. Kelly. He's trying to make me go to rehab. I won't go, go, go.
Oh, yeah, that's very nice.
I don't really understand that.
What do you mean?
I don't really know where that came from.
It was you being Lorraine Kelly and Dominic being Billy Connolly. What would they sound like if they did Rehab by Amy Winehouse and the Zootons?
Was there nothing more to it than that?
No, that was simply it.
I think you're fit on the TV. I know you're married, but not to me. I'll make you laugh, but that is all. Why can't I be Mr. McCall? Oh, I just think that you should really try and find me a bit more physically attractive. Oh, I think I could be the one to make you finally come around. I wish you'd come around.
I hate those backing vocals. My skin crawls when I hear it.
Oh, come on, please pop around. Oh, Davina McCall, oh, Davina McCall, oh, Davina McCall, you and me could have a ball. I may be a bit chunky, but I'll be your spunky monkey. Oh, please, Davina McCall, pick up the phone, give me a call. Oh, 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 Davina McCall.
Mate, I like the Davina McCall song.
It's a good one.
Yeah. It is as good as this, Dave.
The French is and the fish pie for my main course.
This is Comedy Dave singing.
I need to satisfy this hunger, got the appetite of a horse. Got my car behind the bar in case wanna get some party.
That was just me showing you how the words went.
The crumble and the apple pie with ice cream.
Yeah, you don't even try to hide
that. That wasn't a finished work. That was just a guide track.
Sure.
That's why I didn't get him entirely right.
I understand that. I can't remember what we did with this version.
Four-letter word.
Oh, it's just got... Not my name. It's the Fat Sue track, isn't it?
About the Alicia Dixon parody.
What about it?
That's a good one.
Yeah.
I got a bird who gives me grief, and I don't know what is her beef. Cause every day she's on the phone, wanting to tell me off and moan. I got a bird that I can't please, and now I feel I'm on my knees. The situation's got so bad, I'd rather be out with the lads. Does she shut up? She never shuts up. Does she nag me? Yep, she always nags me. Well, it lets up, it never lets up. Do this, do that all day. Does she shut up? She never shuts up. Does she nag me? Yep, she always nags me. Well, it lets up. Oh, it never lets up. do this, do that all day long.
There you go. That was just for you, Rachel. See?
Thank you.
All right. And many of the people texting in saying Lambuna and it's scary the amount of people that text in saying, what about This Is Chuff?
Mm.
Which, you know, it was a bad parody of a bad record. I don't really understand how that seems to work with people.
This is Chuff. Just put your hands up if you've had enough. We know it's tricky and it can be tough for you to listen to this Eurogov. Just tell us how, we're glad to turn it off.
Yeah, and we'll do that now. Thank you.
BBC Radio 1's Big Weekend. Swindon.
Swindon! Swindon and surrounding areas and the rest of the UK. All right, we open the lines at 7:26 and 30 seconds. We will close the lines in 90 seconds from now. Performing in the One Big Weekend, Nana Window, this is Snow Patrol.
Nana Window, Nana na, Window.
Can you imagine? All the Chris Moyle Show listeners like that. Oh, my God. And everyone else like this. What is he doing? He's lost his mind. Right, you've got a minute to text from now. In which band did Alicia Dixon originally find fame? Was it A, Mystique, B, So Solid Crew, or C, All Saints? This is your last crack at this. You've got 50 seconds to text. You've got to text the word big, followed by A, B, or C. That's the word big, followed by A, B, or C to 81199. 81199. Which band did Alicia Dixon originally find fame? Was it A, Mystique, B, So Solid Crew, or C, All Saints? Write the word big, followed by A, B, or C. Send it to 81199. 30 seconds from now, we'll close the lines.
Quick, quick, quick.
Quick, quick, quick.
Quick, quick, quick.
Quick, quick.
Quick, quick, quick.
Quick, quick, quick. 15 seconds from now. By the word big, A, B, or C. Send it to 81199. 10 seconds. 81199. I really want to give away proper guest passes today. That would really make my day. And that is Time's Up.
BBC Radio 1's Big Weekend. Swindon.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Right. Thanks for all the texts. So what happens is now, all the right answers go into a special folder, and then they randomly select a winner, and then we call the winner, we put them on the radio, and then they get to choose an envelope from four, and whatever's in that envelope is what they win.
Hmm.
It couldn't be simpler, so we'll hopefully have a caller up after the news. Someone text in saying, can you drop your sound effects in on this? It'll sound very good. I'll try it if you want. DJ Rascal will be on this show next Thursday. Can't wait.
That'll be great.
We could get him to do Nana Windows.
He's not gonna.
He'd be brilliant. Yes.
I reckon he would. Guest rapper.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got my Nana Windows.
We're not that precious that we want to keep it for ourselves,
no,
are we?
Do you know what?
He can share.
You know what? You just don't know. That's the thing. Or you just don't know.
We can just ask.
Well, I tell you what, certainly.
Yeah, yeah, just ask me. Just ask me, Rachel. Ask me now. I'm Dizzy Rascal, yeah? Ask me.
Hi, Dizzy.
Yeah,
hi.
How
are you?
Yeah, good. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We've got a track called Nana Windows.
No.
Do you feel like dropping it on your set of the Big Weekend in Swindon? Excellent. I'll get you a copy of it.
You're playing it the wrong way, right?
Right, okay.
This is what you do. When he comes in, we say that we've done a track and then we perform it a cappella live for him, see what he thinks, we can get his tips and critique, and then maybe we try and bring him in on it as well. That's the way to do
it. I like.
I wake up every day is a daydream. Everything in my life ain't what it seems. I wake up just to go back to sleep. I act real shallow, but I'm in too deep. And all I care about is some violence. A heavy bass line is my kind of silence. Everybody says that I gotta get a grip, but I let sanity give me the slip. Some people think I'm bonkers, but I just think I'm free. And I'm just living my life, there's nothing crazy about me. Some people pay for thrills, but I'll get mine for free. Man, I'm just living my life, there's nothing crazy about me. Mm.
bonkers.
There you go.
I like that.
See like that?
Brilliant.
That's Dizzy Farmyard. I don't know what I do.
Dizzy Farmyard.
The agricultural mix.
That's right. Dizzy Farmyard. Someone's texting saying, do you call the winner up for the big weekend? Yes, we will call them up. That's how it works.
Digital. FM. Online. This is Radio 1.
If you entered, it might be you. If you didn't enter, probably won't be you.
Yeah.
But fingers crossed, making somebody very happy after the news and sport. It's a minute past eight.
5 minutes past eight now.
Listen to this.
Hey, I'm Whoopi Goldberg.
Hi, my name is Marco Pierre White.
Nervous?
Don't play with me.
Apprehensive?
Well, I don't know about that. I can't answer that question.
Good. What I want you to do is to invent tight, fancy pants.
Very nice.
Good God.
How do you pronounce that?
Listen, pants man.
Funny, funny boy.
Don't you lot get it?
No.
The whole thing sucks.
I just think you're cute as a button.
Yeah, yeah, you save it.
Hey, it's Whoopi. You know Whoopi who.
Listen, at the moment, I feel like I've got a 12-bore shotgun in my pants.
Fantastic.
I love Sprouts.
Good.
There you go, and the three of them are back later on, so...
BBC Radio 1's Big Weekend. Swindon.
Swindon. Oh, they're back again. Oh, here they are. Look, yes.
Hey, I'm Whoopi Goldberg.
Yeah. Right, it's time to give away some tickets for the Radio 1 Big Weekend. Do you know the lineup, don't you? Do you know the full lineup?
Don't know the full lineup.
Okay.
Hey, I'm Whoopi Goldberg.
Hi, I'm Sir Alan Sugar.
Hi, my name is Marco Pierre White.
We're like a trio now, like the three amigos, really.
No.
right now. This is the lineup for Radio 1's Big Weekend in Swindon.
Daniel Merriweather.
Snow Patrol and KSBN.
No, Kasabian.
Ah, Kasabian. Snow Patrol and Kasabian.
I can't take all this.
Pants. Hey, my man, don't play with me.
Yeah, you save it.
Absolutely, here we go.
Go ahead.
Neo in the script.
How do you pronounce that?
Dizzy Rascal with Calvin Harris.
Dizzy Rascal.
Yeah.
Calvin Harris.
Yeah, and the Saturdays.
Elton John.
No, the Wombats.
That's brilliant.
There you go. I absolutely believe at one point those three are really having a conversation about the lineup.
Yeah.
How do you pronounce this? Anyway, the question, in which band did Alicia Dixon originally find fame? Was it A, Mystique, B, So Solid Crew, or C, All Saints? The answer was, Carrie?
A.
Mystique.
Mystique.
Is correct.
Mystique Ladies.
It's the Mystique Ladies. Hello, Morton.
Hi there.
You all right?
Yeah, not too bad, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, good. It's an unusual name, Morton.
Yeah, it is.
Okay, brilliant. Lovely chatting with you. Where are you from?
From Nottingham.
How old are you?
21.
Okay, what do you do?
I'm an engineer.
Nice. All right, so, fancy the big weekend? Fancy one of the days? Who do you want to see?
Prodigy on the Sunday, probably.
Do you know, I am quite amazed at just how popular the Prodigy are. Everybody seems to say the Prodigy.
Mm, I think that'll be awesome.
Mm.
Because we were working out the other day, the Prodigy Charlie record...
Mm.
1991?
Around there, 91, 92.
How old were you in 1991, Morton?
1991. Not very old. Four?
No. Yeah.
Four? Mm. That's amazing.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Mm.
Well, that's kind of when the Prodigy first started. Anyway, if you win, who are you going to bring?
Probably one of my mates. I think they'll have to scrap it out.
Sure, yeah, one of your mates. I don't know why I asked the question. You're not going to bring a complete stranger, are you? I'm just going to stop somebody randomly on the high street and go, excuse me, what are you doing this weekend? All right, so ideally, tickets for Sunday for you, pal.
Tickets for Sunday, yes.
However, is there anybody on Saturday you'd like the look of?
Well, Calvin Harris, Dizzy Rascal.
Oh, okay, all right. Well, there you go. The dancers are yes. All right. And Chris Moyles.
Oh, Chris Moyles.
Yeah,
thanks. Yeah, good.
Don't sound too excited now, mm-hmm. would it? Right, four envelopes. You get to choose one. There's either tickets for Saturday, tickets for Sunday, guest passes for Saturday or Sunday, or a CD. So, four envelopes, choose one.
Envelope one.
Well, okay, envelope one.
Yeah.
Best of luck to you, Morton.
Thank you.
Touch me.
That's what I was thinking.
How can it be?
Are you quite fit, like Morton Harkin?
Are you fit? You're basically asking if he's fit.
Yeah.
Morton, are you good looking?
Am I good looking?
Yeah.
No, not really.
Good lad.
Not really.
But
I
you
like
are
the
honest.
Honesty.
Yeah.
God love you. I want you to win now. Okay, do you want to know what you turned down, or do you just want to go straight for it?
Yeah, we go 4-3-2-1 or something like that.
4-3-2-1. All right. Envelope number 4. Oh, dude, tickets for Sunday.
Right.
Ooh.
But you haven't won. Envelope number 3. Still there, Morton?
Yeah, I'm still there, yeah.
I just heard a phone line click. Guest wristbands for Saturday.
Oh!
Envelope number 2. Okay, I know what's in envelope number 2, but I'm not going to read it out, because it might kind of give away. Well, no, what's in envelope number 1? I'm going to go open envelope number 1, Morton.
Okay.
Morton.
Yes?
I can tell you...
Right.
...that you are not going to see The Prodigy on Sunday.
Okay.
Because they are not Sunday tickets and they're not Sunday passes.
Right.
I can also tell you that you haven't won guest passes.
Okay.
Which means there are two options left. You either have tickets for the Saturday...
Or a CD.
Or a CD.
Mm.
So you either get to see Dizzy Rascal and Calvin Harris, or, what seems to be the case on this show, you win a CD by the Doves.
All right.
Or just Doves.
Or the Doves, the... Morton?
Yep.
Do you have the CD from the Doves?
I don't know.
Well, it doesn't make a difference because you're going to the big weekend on Saturday.
Oh, great.
Yay! Yay!
Turned out nice again.
Yeah. Trying to fool me.
Yeah. Well, you know, so in number 2 was the Akon CD.
Oh.
Which is like, all right, but. And there were guest wristbands for Saturday.
Yes, sir.
And there were just normal tickets for Sunday. So, you know what? I think you've actually done all right there, pal.
Yeah, thank you.
So, no worries. So, listen, you are going to the big weekend on Saturday and you will see Deezer Rascal.
Great.
Nice one. Well done, buddy.
All right, thank you.
All right, now you're just going to try and not get irritated by all your mates suddenly going, can I go to the big weekend with you? Can I go to the big weekend? Can I go to the big weekend?
Yeah, the phone will be ringing.
Yeah. So basically, between now and making your decision who you're going to bring, you don't buy a pint, you don't buy fags, you don't... Just let all your mates buy all that for you. That's what you should do. Make them work for it, Morton.
Yeah, I will do, yeah.
All right. Well done, buddy.
Okay, cheers, mate.
See you, bye-bye.
Bye.
See you,
bye. Bye. Another satisfied customer.
I love this text message, really. Is it me, or are all the competition winners boring? Yawn. Not as good as when I won. Love, Lindsay, who won a Girls Aloud competition, by the way. Get me back on the air. Yeah, it kind of doesn't work like that anymore, Lindsay, I'm afraid. It'd be great to just put you on, but no, it doesn't really work. Anyway, more tickets for Joe Wiley from 10 o'clock this morning.
BBC Radio 1's Big Weekend. Swindon.
It is 8:14 on Radio 1. Dave has texted. I love this text. I rocked this record on SingStar. Just thought I'd share it with you. Thank you, Dave. Mark Ronson stopped me. Is it now that Radio 1 start only playing songs by big weekend artists? Well, that's a badly timed text, because Mark Ronson ain't playing the big weekend, so the answer is no.
Merryweather is, though, isn't it?
There may be a slight crank up, I would imagine, you know, but that's only because we're proud of the lineup and we're going to go, hey, do you like this song? Mm. They're playing, that's all it is. Anyway, here's a sad text. I'm truly saddened to inform yous, and they've actually put yous, that I will have to miss your show for the next 3 weeks as I'm heading to Mauritius for 2 weeks. I'm getting married to my soulmate, Nicola, next Friday and then a week in Dubai. Sorry for this terrible news.
Well.
Well, you know, it's good for you, but yeah, it's very selfish of you to leave us in this time of ratings and figures.
As long as you promise to come straight back.
It's perfect. No, actually, if you could take any 3 weeks,
I would ask you to take this 3 weeks. Because we're actually, you're only going to miss a week.
Morning, that's true.
Oh, yeah.
Hi, Alan. Hi.
We're off for 2 weeks after next week.
It's our first 2 week break of 2009. Don't anybody ever say that we don't put the effort in. We haven't had a holiday since we started. Everybody else on Radio 1's had their holiday so far this year, and we haven't had anything. So we're going to take 2 weeks off after the big weekend and then back kind of mid May or whatever it is.
After the. There's a bank holiday at the end of May, and we're back on the Tuesday after that.
There you go.
So that will be let me just check 26. For you.
That's 2 weeks and a day.
Yeah, Tuesday is 26.
Yes?
Yeah.
Good. Any chance of saying love to Jane and Steve, as they're big fans of the show and get married in Portishead today, and Jane is so excited. Thanks, says Faye in Bristol. Yeah. I just drove past a sign outside Peterborough saying Truck Fest Radio. Is that what Dave is really doing, says Phil in Cambridgeshire.
I'm not aware of Truck Fest Radio.
Hello, truckers.
But...
they have truck news.
I will be there on Sunday.
All right. Dave has a guess who. It's 8:24, by the way. Dave has a guess who he has seen. Somebody famous. We have to guess who he has seen. Do you want to play, Alad?
Yes, please.
Rachel?
Yes, please.
All right. Anybody else want to come in and
Dom
play?
And Carrie, do you want to play?
Dom and Carrie coming in.
Carrie's coming in now.
Oh, Dom's recording something at the moment.
Oh, is he now?
Yes, he is.
No.
People who want to know what the bank holiday is going to be like.
Oh, he's doing weather.
Yep. Oh, I like your top, Carrie.
That's nice. Right, where was this person, Dave?
This person was driving a convertible car on the streets of central London yesterday.
Ooh, all right. Alan, you go first.
Is it a man?
No.
Is it a woman?
Yes.
Is she a TV presenter?
Yes, she is.
Can I have a very quick guess? I'm just putting it out there.
You're not putting it out there if you're guessing.
Is it Claudia Winkleman?
No.
Does she have her own show?
Her own show.
Her own show. At the moment. Or generally.
I'm going to say yes, but not necessarily on the television.
Oh, right, so she's a radio presenter as well?
Could be.
Aha. Okay, are we talking a BBC radio presenter?
Yes.
Radio 2?
No.
Radio 1?
No.
Radio 4?
No.
Radio 5?
No.
I don't know anyone on
6 Music?
No.
Radio Berkshire?
No.
Is it a commercial radio station?
No, we said it's a BBC station. Well, think of a local BBC station.
Carry.
In this
room. Oh, BBC London?
Yes.
I know who. Is it Vanessa Feltz?
Yes.
Oh, my God, Vanessa Feltz in a convertible?
She was in a convertible car yesterday, and as she went...
That's going to put you off the sunshine, isn't it?
She went around the corner, and these two lads on the street pointed at her and sort of laughed. Oh. But to be fair, she laughed with them as well. And I was in the car
I bet she looked like a sausage in a half-open tin of sardines.
Do you not think she's talented, though?
Vanessa Feltz?
She's good at what she does.
What does she do?
Radio. She's like a talk show. I mean, she can talk.
Oh, can she ever?
A lot.
My mother can talk.
But no, I think there's something quite engaging about her radio show. I don't know about her as a person.
She's a nice woman. I've met her a couple of times and she always seems very nice.
Okay.
But, you know, it's very easy to take the mickey out of. So why not? We'll go for the easy option.
So that's who I saw.
What was she driving?
She was driving a convertible Mini.
Mm. Oh, hang on. Whoa. Vanessa Feltz is she's as big as a Mini.
No, she's not. That's cruel and heartless.
She's lost some weight.
Oh,
please, come on. She goes up and down like a yo-yo. Or more like a yeah, because she doesn't go down that much. More like a yo-yo. Vanessa Feltz in a convertible Mini, please.
Don't be mean.
I'm not being mean, but, you know, it is. That's like being a sausage in a matchbox.
I wouldn't have said so. Anyway, that was who I saw on the streets of central London yesterday enjoying the sunshine.
Well, it's amazing that you're out seeing these A-list Hollywood stars floating around London and Vanessa Feltz.
See, when you drive around like I do, you see all sorts of celebrities.
I saw Denise from Loose Women yesterday. Does
Denise
that count
Welsh.
For
you always see her. Yeah, but you work in the same TV studios. It's hardly the same.
Yeah, but it's exciting. Oh, I tell you what.
It's like standing outside Radio 1 and saying, oh, I saw Joe Wiley yesterday.
I saw one of the other Loose Women yesterday, but I didn't speak to her. Name one of the other ones.
Linda Bellingham.
No.
Jane McDonald.
Jane McDonald.
I love her.
Did you have a chat with her?
No.
You're never there on the Jackie Brambles days, are you? Is that a Monday?
No, Jackie was on yesterday, but I never see Jackie Brambles. I'd like to meet Jackie Brambles, because she used to be on Radio 1.
I'd be quite excited about meeting Jackie Brambles. She did the breakfast show when I was growing up.
Can I just say, people are texting in saying, that you know, how can I say anything about Vanessa Feltz being fat because I'm fat myself? Excuse me, how rude. I'm not fat. I'm, you know, just very big boned. And I don't have Vanessa Feltz's face. To be fair, you can't argue on that. Right, it's 8:28. Here's Deadmau5, Dave.
Deadmau5.
Whatever.
8:35 now.
Well, a few people got upset about Vanessa Feltz's comments. One person texting saying, Chris, you're in hardly any position to talk about people and cars looking fat. I saw you once in your convertible. You had your arms out with your bingo wings. I thought you were driving Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. Just lift up my elbows, we can take off. Yeah. Yes, sir, yes, sir. Here we go, here we go, here we go.
No, 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 window, no, no, window, no, no. No, 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 no window, no, 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 no window, no, no window, no, 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 no window, no, 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 no window, no, no window, no, 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 no window, no, 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 no window, no, no window, no, 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 no window.
Yes. The Golden Hour is coming up at 9 o'clock this morning.
Yay.
Oh, thanks, Carrie.
I love the Golden Hour.
Lots of songs from 1 year at 9 o'clock. Can you guess the year? You text in, we might say hello to you. All nice. Right, this time next week, we will be broadcasting from Lydia Park in Swindon for the big weekend. All next week, some of the artists are performing at the big weekend. We'll be dropping into Radio 1. So, Monday... Bank Holiday Monday, we're off. Greg James will be in for us. And then 10 till 1, Joe Wiley and Dizzy Rascal will be on the air together.
Yeah.
He's coming to see us on Thursday as well. 1 o'clock, it's Edith and Snow Patrol's Gary. Scanning for Girls and Scott Mills at 4 o'clock. And then Lily Allen and Annie Nightingale, pre-rec, 7 till 9.
It's probably best.
On Tuesday, King Blues in the Live Lounge with Joe. Calvin Harris pops into Edith. Wednesday, Maximo Park in the Live Lounge with Joe. Lady Hawk on Edith. Since she tried it on Scott. And then Thursday, Dizzy Rascals in with us. The Script in the Live Lounge. And Serge from Kasabian talks to Edith. Do you remember the days on the big weekend when we got the artists on the big weekend? Seems to Edith these days. Huh? What's she been buying cakes for the live music unit? What's going on? Lots of people coming on the air next week. Getting ready for the big weekend. Nana Windows, Nana Windows. Do hiccups, do hiccups.
Like that.
Right, anybody want to have a guess at the Golden Hour before we actually do it?
No, because we might get it right.
I'm not going to tell you.
You could write it down now.
All right.
And then we can see. At 9:30, you've got it right.
All right. It's going to be good. 9 o'clock this morning, make sure you get the Radio 1. A Golden Hour coming up from 9 today. The time, sure, it's 8:38. Hold me closer, just hold me closer. D-A-V-E.
N-E-S-I-C.
Legend. D-A-V-E. D-O-M-B-A-L-D. No hair.
Dom Bald.
Oh, yeah.
Get it.
Yeah.
Dom Bald.
You know, a lot of people, and when I say a lot of people, I mean Rachel, are curious as to know the weather for the bank holiday weekend.
Yes.
It's an important thing to me.
I too am curious.
Okay, that's two people who are curious about the weather for this bank holiday weekend.
Do you know what I've done? I've taken that curiosity and turned it into radio.
No way.
I have spoken to the BBC's weatherman, Pete Gibbs. Do you know Pete Gibbs?
Does he?
He shares a similar hairstyle as myself.
Yes.
And he's
hang on, can I just proper change the music to something more appropriate to what we're talking about? Oh,
Hello, welcome to the One Show. This is Christine Blakely.
Hello, and I'm Adrian Childs.
Oh, I'm Adrian Childs, a silly toad.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it's a bank holiday weekend coming up, so Dominic has gone off to do a 10-minute report about weather.
Not 10 minutes. So, basically, I phoned him up and said that I'm, you know, having trouble predicting, forecasting.
You just rang him up and said, what's the weather going to be like?
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Okay, Chris, forget about the amateur. Never mind what Dom's banging on about. Here's the professional view. Also, I have to say, bank holiday weekend forecasts are about the highest pressure forecasts we ever have to do. But okay. At the moment, it's looking like, I think, southern parts of the UK get the best deal this weekend. Reasonably guaranteed dry, fairly warm, sunny weather across southern parts of England and Wales particularly. The further north you are, well, you'll get some sunshine on Saturday. I think as the weekend goes on, a bit more chance of getting a bit on the breezy side. Some cloud and some patchy rain coming in as well, but certainly not a washout by any means.
Nice.
Is that it?
That's kind of it. So there's a north-south divide. Dry in the south, wet in the north. Now, because I had him on the line, I took advantage of his time as a weatherman and asked him about another forthcoming event that Radio 1 is involved with.
Right.
Pete, while I've got you here, Radio 1's big weekend is happening in Swindon, but that's next weekend. What can we expect there weather-wise?
Absolutely no idea this far ahead, Dom.
Brilliant.
Okay, brilliant.
Thanks, Pete.
So he's honest, isn't he? He doesn't know. So
I like it, because when you don't know, you make it up.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. When he doesn't know, he actually just says, I don't know.
So if I was in the south of England this weekend taking part in some outdoor fun, then the forecast is good.
It's good for you taking part in outdoor fun.
What outdoor fun are you talking about?
Enjoying the nice weather, picnics and stuff.
Sounds very dubious to me.
Yeah.
What about the Midlands, though? Where's the north-south bit going to stop?
Well,
because I'm going to go into the Midlands.
It should be nice, but possibly wet.
I would imagine the Midlands is the clue. That's the mid part, and the south, the southern,
where does it...
the lower part, mid being middle, south being bottom.
You'll be where the sun and the rain meet.
What did your mum do for a living?
She's a teacher.
Unbelievable.
Well, I'll take my umbrella with me just in case.
Yeah, wear shorts and a Mac.
Flip-flops and a brolly.
Yeah.
She's not going flashing.
I'll take my waterproof trousers that I had for Kilimanjaro.
Am I going to be able to mix this One Show theme with the closing credits?
Let's have a go.
Okay, all right. Here we go. Play those air trumpets, everybody. Oh, I missed it. Oh, I missed it again. Right, I'll try this version. A 1, 2, 3, 4. That'll do.
That was better. The first one sounded like a brass band falling downstairs.
Yeah, all right, leave that one, yeah. Lily Allen. Oh, I'm so looking forward to the big weekend. Lily Allen's going to be there.
Hey, Lily. How about you and me go backstage and grab ourselves an Orangina? You know they also got some hot food back there. You fancy a steak baguette with onions? Well, how about a 5-pack bag of donuts? Hey, Lily, I see a tree over there. Why don't we take our cider and our hot dogs and lay down in the shade and just relax? Where are you going, Lily? Where are you going? Oh, bloody hell.
She's got extra security, you know.
Yeah, all of a sudden she has to leave.
She thinks you're a predator.
No, she doesn't. Lily likes me, so there's nothing you can say. All your jokes, I have a shield of armour in the fact that all your little negative jokes that you throw at me actually bounce off when it comes to Lily, because Lily likes me. She thinks I'm all right.
Does she?
She thinks I'm all right still. So you know it, but hence you've gone all quiet.
Well, because she secretly likes you.
No, she doesn't secretly like me. She openly likes me.
Yeah, but don't try to make onions sound sexy. Yeah. That was weird when you
said
that.
You want some noodles?
You want some onions, baby? You want some Japanese noodles?
Chris, why are you talking like that?
I don't know.
Oh, well, he's in with a chance. I like kind of big men that can look after me.
See? There you go.
She was quite... She was a lot younger when she said that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but I take it away from me, though.
Oh, but she was a lot younger and more immature and she had her first album to plug.
Shut up.
Oh, well, he's in with a chance. I like...
Sexy men. That's what she says.
Kind of...
Sexy men.
Big men that can look after me.
More big men.
If you want to look after me, Chris, you can. I haven't got a boyfriend anymore.
See?
Album's out Monday.
No, 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 no. Shut up. You're just jealous. Jealous. That's what you are. What's this one?
Hi, Chris. This is Lily Allen. Thank you very much for...
Oh, I'm not going to tell you what that was for. Mm. Right. I like Joss Stone. See, Joss Stone used to love me as well.
I love Chris.
Crisps.
Go. She didn't say crisps.
I love crisps.
She said that was something that you had in common.
I love crisps.
Love.
We got on
so
well.
The only thing you had in common.
Meow.
I love crisps.
There you go.
Those crisps.
Yeah, well, Dave, you're only jealous because the only person who likes you is Ray Quinn. So.
Ray
yeah,
Quinn.
I love that comedy, Dave. I'd love to be him when I'm older. I'd love to do a skate duet with that, Dave. It's true, though, isn't it?
Ray Quinn doesn't love me.
My God. You've heard the news about blue reforming, haven't you?
Yeah. Oh, can that really be true?
Yeah. Oh, dear. You know how Take That reformed and sold millions more records?
Mm-hmm.
And then Spice Girls reformed and sold one more record. Mm. And then All Saints reformed and had a record.
Mm.
What are blue going to do?
Do you think they've got a tax bill?
I reckon that's part of it. There's no doubt about it. Yeah, they do it for the money, don't they? That's why they reform.
Mm.
You know, I think we should break up and then reform just for a bit more cash.
Yeah.
Ready? Oh, no, Dave's going. No, Dave's gone. Look at this. He's storming out. Dave's left the show.
Oh,
he's gone.
No, the show can't be the same without Dave.
So we should carry on and do one show without him.
Yeah.
And then, you know, disappear for a while, and then he can come back.
Yeah.
9 o'clock will never be the same again. What are we going to do without Dave's tedious link?
I don't know, Rachel. I thought the idea was he would then walk straight back in and say...
He's actually gone, isn't he?
I'm rejoining the show. Hello.
Yeah.
He's genuinely gone. Do you know what I think it was?
What?
I think he needs to go for a wee, and he used this as a joke to get out of the studio early. Oh, hang on, here comes Dave. Hi, Dave.
Hi.
You're back?
I just did a lap around the studios.
That's really good, really good.
We thought you'd left.
No. That was the best bit of acting you have ever done.
Well, I've done a few bits. I did GCSE drama, Dominic. I told you, I got a C.
That's very good, that.
Have you left then, or are you back? We reforming?
No, I'm back. I just walked off aimlessly up there and then couldn't really work out what to do with myself, so I came back.
Mm-hmm.
A bit like Duncan James.
A few people are saying that my voice, when I did the Lily Allen sexy voice, is a bit creepy.
I think it was the mention of onions.
You know, Lily, I have a dream. You and me and a big bag of onion rings. Mm-hmm. Wanna pour some ketchup in those onion rings? And
stop.
What?
Oh, that's horrible.
What's wrong with that? That's not horrible. It's nice. I like it.
You like it?
I like it, yeah. Who's going to turn this down?
Lily Allen.
Hey, Liam from The Prodigy.
No.
How about you and me and some onion rings get all saucy with some ketchup? You know you love it, Liam.
I just we'll go with it.
Make it stop.
Who else is playing the big weekend? Let me have a look at the lineup. Hang on.
Who else can you go after?
Well, hello there, Mr. Deadmau5.
See, that doesn't sound right at all, does it?
No.
What about the gossip?
Hey there, Beth Dido. How do you fancy several bags?
Oh, you've already got one.
Standing in the way of the hot dog truck.
Standing in the way of my food. Mm. Get out of the way, for God's sake. I'll be with you in a minute, I'm eating. She says back in her American accent. Somebody says, Phyllis Stockport says, your pervy voice sounds like an English Terry Wogan. Yeah, that works. Right, it's time for the golden hour.
Holy ho. Hey, holy ho. Terry Wogan, Lily Allen, and a big bag of sweaty onion rings.
Yum, yum. Right, it's time for the goal now. All you got to do is tell us what year you think it is. It's very, very, very simple. It couldn't be simpler. Play half an hour of music all from the same year, so get ready.
The Chris Moyle Show. The Golden Hour. International Radio 1.
Yes, sir. You text in and tell me what you're called, what you're doing, where you're from, and what you think the year is. So, for example, Dominic might say...
Hello, I'm Dominic, and I am skinning fish.
Mm.
I think the year is 1914.
Right. Dave might say...
Hello, my name's Dave. I'm currently doing potato prints in Suffolk, and I think the year is 1987.
It's 81199. Get on the text now. Tell us what you think the goal now is today. I'm going to get all the songs ready. You ready?
Yeah.
It's very exciting. I love the goal now. Right, as many texts as we can. Crank the music up. They are great songs. You will absolutely love them. It's 9 o'clock.
The Chris Moyle Show. The Golden Hour. International Radio 1. It must be love.
Love for Madness on this lovely Friday.
It must be love.
First day of May 2009. Go Ricky, what a great tune, says Wes in Oxford. Bottle the last hour and sell it, says Rich in Leeds. Nice one, Ricky, the clear winner of the morning, Chris and Traffic. Well done, Rick is the man for Mr. Chubbs Trucking.
Rick is that man.
Yeah, Ricky, you win no contest, says Adam from Milton Keynes. My favourite text, hang on, who the hell is Ricky? He's worked on the show for years and years. It's just we've never really
works in online.
Yeah, we've never really kind of
just like the website stuff.
Anyway, so there you go. Many, many texts come in today. Thank you very much. We had 18,500 text messages today. I feel there is a nice happy vibe throughout the UK. Let's hope we all don't get, you know, pig flu before 5 o'clock.
The Chris Moyle Show, the Golden Hour.
Oh,
good timing.
Yes.
Can I just say the irony of Ricky from online being in on your show today, and I'm wearing the present that he gave me a little while ago.
But I saw you were having your photograph taken in some hooded top.
Yeah.
And then...
it's a bright blue, lovely hooded top. It's nice and soft.
And then Ra from online says, hang on a second, that's my top. It's her top that
so
I gave
her
as a present. No, I don't think so. But it's just weird. Why were you having your photo taken in it?
Oh, it's to do with the big weekend. Oh. They'll be taking your photograph as well.
Really?
Oh. Yeah. Am I allowed to say what it is? It's nothing top secret or anything like that. I think it's a really good idea. So they take our photograph, and there's going to be like a green screen, so people can come along and they can have their photograph taken with our image, you see. So we kind of throw some shapes, and then they take that photograph. And then when people come along to Swindon, they can have our photograph taken.
And can I ask you a question? Do you charge for that? Do we get
I personally will be, as much as I possibly can.
We get a kickback on that,
you too,
right?
Yeah.
A pound a picture, we at least get 30p a picture, 30p
so.
To the BBC, 30p to charity.
You've done it already, haven't you?
And 9p to Dave.
Picture. Sorry, 9p to Dave.
Yeah, DVM management.
Well, there you go. So you can have your photo taken with Joe Wiley wearing a top given to her from Ricky.
Yeah.
Nice.
It's a very nice top as well. I've worn it a lot. That's just so bizarre. I've just seen your photograph because you've done it as well.
I haven't done it.
Yeah, you have.
I haven't.
I can see it now.
Well,
why are you doing that stupid thing? You've got your arm as though you've got your arm around somebody, but it's like in a vacant space.
What are you looking at?
Poking them in the ribs or tickling them very hard under the ribs.
What are you looking at?
I'm looking at a picture that Stewie's just given me on the computer.
Let's have a look.
All right. Have you forgotten? You're losing your marbles. You can't remember doing this.
Do you know what? That is from ages ago when we had a guest that never turned up. Isn't it?
Yeah.
Was that when Katie Price was supposed to be on the show?
Honestly, I think it's
David Guest.
David Guest
supposed to be there.
David Guest.
Right, okay.